Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program. It's our purpose to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. And so for at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, let us hear from you. Or maybe you have a Bible question, a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program. Let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Let's remind you, tonight at 7 o'clock, the East Abbotville Church of Christ will come together for a period of Bible study. We have classes for all ages. We urge you to come, bring your family, bring your Bible, and study with us. If it's at all impossible for you to come to the building, at that time, log on to eastalbertville.org/live, and you can both see and hear the Bible study being done. If you're familiar with Facebook, the church has a Facebook page. If you're familiar with YouTube, the church has a YouTube channel. All of these are opportunities for you to be able to see and hear the Bible study this evening. Please keep that in mind. You know, I'm sympathetic to the situation of young mothers. Having had children of my own has made me very much aware of their struggles. This awareness should bring to mind some things that need to be said to encourage our young mothers. And this is what we want to do in the program today. You mothers work so hard for and with your children. You endure endless nights, sleepless nights. You feed them, you clothe them, you diaper them. You wipe their runny noses and so much more. You're tired, you're weary, and you sometimes wonder if you're making any progress with them at all. And in addition to the work at home, you regularly bring them to worship in an effort to instill spiritual values within them at an early age. And certainly, may God bless you for your efforts. For you, worship periods can become struggles of the will between you and your young child. Worship periods are perhaps the largest concentration of spiritual activity that we engage in any given week. But for you, they're very difficult than any typical workday. They're not really any different from any typical workday. You have your responsibilities to your young children, and the effort that you give to them often takes away from the effort that you might otherwise have put into the worship of God. And furthermore, you hear the preacher talk about subjects like evangelism and service to the church, lessons that are intended to encourage, but to you they are more like a guilt trip. You wish you could do more in the Lord's service, but with your small children, you can't seem to think beyond the walls of your own home. And even your private devotional life is perhaps non-existent. You don't have the time for daily Bible reading, daily prayer, as you did before your children came. Is there any hope for your spiritual life? Can you still serve the Lord in your local church while being a mom? Yes, you can. And I want us to look at some things to remember. First of all, understand that you are still serving God, but just in a different role. See, motherhood does not remove you from serving. It simply changes your serving opportunities. The opportunities to serve that you had before children may not be the same opportunities that you have now, and they probably aren't, but that doesn't mean you cannot still be a servant for the Lord. Focus on things that you can do rather than on the things that you can't do. You remember when Mary anointed Jesus' feet with the costly perfume, he praised her, and remember what he said to her? Let's go to Mark chapter 14 and look at verse 8. Jesus said, "She has done what she could." See, Jesus doesn't expect of you that which you cannot do, but he does expect you to do what you can. Your role may be different now, but your role is a God-ordained role. You are a mother. Can a young mother edify the church? Yes. Your presence at church is a great encouragement to the congregation. We know what it takes to get children ready for worship on Sunday morning. We can see you keeping them quietly as possible during the worship hour. We see it and we appreciate it. Can a young mother engage in evangelism? Yes. You have the opportunity to teach your children about Jesus Christ every day. Eunice was effective in teaching Timothy. Remember 2 Timothy 1? Look at verse 5. Paul said of Timothy, "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also." And then there was Hannah. She was effective in teaching Samuel. In 1 Samuel 1, let's look at verse 28. She said, "Therefore I have also lent him to the Lord. So long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." So they worshipped the Lord there. And then there's Noah and his wife. Noah and his wife would have wanted more people to have been saved on the ark, but there was no one that they wanted more on that ark than their children. And so Noah and his wife were effective in saving their children. Peter said it in 1 Peter 3 and verse 20, that the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. Then let's look at some practical helps to your spiritual life as a mother. You need to focus on small steps, not the great leaps. You know, you likely will not have time to sit down with your Bible, your pen and paper, and for hours engage in a deep study of the Bible. Instead of those long sessions, fill your days with brief moments of reading and prayer. I read about one mother who placed an open Bible in every room of the house. When she entered the nursery to diaper the baby, she read one verse. When she was cooking in the kitchen, she glanced over and read one verse. And she did this continually throughout the day to provide her daily spiritual nourishment. Remember, do what you can do. And then learn from the little moments. You know, and by little moments, what I'm talking about is the milk spills, the spit-ups, and all of those kind of things. You know, it's in those moments that it's hard to see the reward of being a mother. In those moments, remember that God is teaching you. He's teaching you patience and humble service. Another thing, talk to other older saints for advice and for their encouragement. Don't think you are the first mother to have these kinds of struggles. godly women have had them for years. Ask for their help. Let's read Titus chapter 2, beginning with verse 3. The older women likewise, that they may be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. And another thing, spend time with other young mothers. Get together with other young mothers in your congregation. They have the same struggles you have. Invite them and their children to your home for playtime, just to visit. And don't let a messy house prevent you from encouraging them and being encouraged by them. In fact, all of them have messy houses too. And two, don't let current limitations become excuses for your efforts, for the present or future. You know, it's easy to say, let someone else do that, or I don't have the time for that. Well, that's what Satan wants us to think. But don't be fooled into thinking that you cannot serve because of your present limitations. You must do what you can. And so, to young mothers, I say, hang in there. Enjoy the moment you have with your children. They won't be little for much longer, believe it or not. And believe it or not, these are precious days that will produce precious memories. Continue serving the Lord, and your children will imitate you as you imitate Christ. Indeed, my heart and my appreciation goes out to young mothers. When I'm standing and preaching and they're struggling with their children are crying, all of these things, certainly I'm aware of it, and I know what other Christians around them are, and I know this weighs upon the young mother. But at the same time, I'm thankful you're there. You could be at home, but you're much more needed and wanted at the services of the church. And all of us that are there, 99% of us have had young children in our day, and we understand that there are those times that they are not feeling well, that they're sleepy, that they're hungry, that whatever is causing them to be the way that they are. But again, your being there is such an encouragement. And there's no noise that I'd rather hear any more than the noise of crying babies, because that indicates to me that there is a hope, that there is a chance for the future of that local church. If those mothers, if those fathers will do their job in bringing up their children in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. We certainly commend those that are mothers and want to encourage you all that we can in that which you're doing. You're doing a great work for the Lord, for the church, for the country in which we live. We see your time is gone. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. It's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.